Bandwidth and hosting for Bagel Tech Media is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for the Bagel Tech Empire. Bagel Tech Media. All of the technology for gadgets, gizmos, audiovisual, and home entertainment in the modern world. Bagel Tech Media is part of the Bagel Tech Network. Find this and other great shows at BagelTechNews.com. And now your host, Kyle Swagger.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of Bagel Tech Media. Yes, the podcast that gets you caught up on everything that's happening in media technology news. Lots of media technology news going on this week. I mean, we got things coming from Sony with the PSP, music coming to that thing. ESPN has actually launched an app where you can actually watch live TV. It's amazing. Facebook is in the mix once again this week. Ooh, a little bit scary. And so much more. Going to get into it in just a moment. First, I want to tell you about our sponsor, which is UK2.com. They got a great thing going on over there right now with their VPS cloud hosting platform. You can get it right now for £5.95 a month, and you'll get the first month free, which is fantastic. Now, it comes with over 100 templates, including cPanel, Windows, WordPress, that is. The list goes on and on. But to take advantage of this, you've got to head on over to BagelTechNews.com. That is the destination. You'll see their little emblem at the bottom of the page there, UK2. Click on that. It's going to take you really right to their website, and all you got to do is enter our special checkout code, which is VPSBagel. VPSBagel, you can take advantage of this great offer that's going on right now at UK2.net. Thank you so much, UK2, for keeping Bagel Tech on the air. And now, let's get into this week's Media Tech News. Well, I was mentioning at the first of the show, we got some Sony PSP news for you, and the PSP is going to start streaming music unlimited on April 14th. Yep, that's right. They're going to give you a synchronized music experience across your PSP, your PS3, your PC, and other Sony-enabled devices. Of course, it's got to be in the Sony universe. However, though, believe it or not, yes, iTunes, it's actually supported, which is amazing. Great to see that. Now, they've got a basic service, which is $3.99, and then the premium service, which is $9.99 a month. Hey, you know, it looks like a good idea. There's a lot of people with the PSP out there right now. The question is, though, will you buy it? Are you a fan of Pandora? Well, it looks like Pandora might be a fan of you too. It looks like, at least according to an independent security firm, that they are indeed maybe spying on you. Now, they've only had really access to the Android app right now, not the iOS, but it appears it's sending information about its users, like your birthday, your gender, your Android ID, that is, GPS location. Kind of scary, kind of big brotherish. You know, we have to kind of keep an eye on this. It's still kind of in the court systems right now. It's being debated upon. We could have a Facebook thing going on our hands. Hey, who knew? Mark Zuckerberg actually might be behind Pandora as well. Panasonic has announced the iPlayer will be making its way to its 2011 Viera TV lineup, and you're thinking, I've got one of those, yes, finally, sorry. Nope, you're out of the loop. Unfortunately, internet ready or not, your old model will not be supported for the BBC much-loved catch-up service, and of course, only on the new lineup, the new TVs that are coming out. Now, you're going to have access to all that loved iPlayer connected TV service content, as well as interactive games, access to YouTube, Picasa, Skype, and Twitter apps as well. Gee, Panasonic, I wonder if you'll give me access to a loan so I can go buy a new TV, even though I just bought one from you. Thank you, Panasonic. Well, we were just talking about Facebook, so here we go again. Facebook, what do you think? To become a major force in Hollywood? Really? Well, according to one of its major investors, they're actually directing a significant amount of capital into certain Hollywood studios, hoping that Facebook will become increasingly important for movie distribution in the near future. Really? Do you like watching movies on Facebook? Yeah, that's kind of what I thought. Missing your ESPN fix because you're on the go so much? Well, iOS has now got an app for ESPN to watch live sports. And I was thinking, this thing looks great, fantastic, until I read the fine print. You got to be a Time Warner Cable, a Bright House Networks, or a Verizon Vios TV customer. And most people are on what? Comcast, DirecTV, and Dish Network, right? Yeah, that's kind of what I thought. Obviously, it's only available in the continental United States. And of course, you got to have the cable providers I just mentioned at the first of the story. It would be nice if everything was open and free, but hey, that would be too simple, right? Looks like Google is planning to capitalize on what is known now as the Internet TV revolution by turning YouTube into this big, giant, professionally produced programming. Is that YouTube? Really? Apparently, they're going to spend $100 million on this thing for original content for YouTube. Yeah, I kind of thought YouTube was about people making fools of themselves and yada, yada, yada. Apparently not. Google wants to polish the thing off and make it all nice and pretty and professional now. So should it still really be called YouTube? I don't know. Maybe they should call it GooTube. So you're a big fan of Grooveshark and you're looking through the Android market and thinking, where'd it go? I was going to download it. Well, it ain't there anymore because Google has removed the Grooveshark music app. And at a convenient time too, when they were about to meet with some top music labels that actually have accused this service, Grooveshark, of violating copyright law. Convenient timing, don't you think? Yeah. The only comment we got out of Google was, we remove apps from the Android market that violate our policies. Really? Really, Google? Then why the heck was it there in the first place? Speaking of Android, it looks as if the Google Music Cloud service could be coming. Now, we had an Android Music Player app come out this week that probably revealed something it shouldn't have. Actually, it leads to a non-functioning option to connect to the forthcoming Google Music service. So, I don't know, was this released and not supposed to? In any case, it is out in the wild right now. It looks like the Google Music service is finally coming. Hey, Apple, watch out! Hey, TiVo customer, guess what? Hey, if you're on the list for TiVo, your email address that is, it's been hacked. And prepare yourself for some upcoming spam. That's right. They got a hold of your name and email address now. And it looks like you'll be getting some spam coming your way thanks to all the spam bots that are out there. It was compromised this week, but no passwords or credit card information, anything like that was taken. TiVo assures us. But just be prepared for a bunch of Viagra ads coming your way. Thank you, TiVo. And for our last piece of media technology news this week, David Bowie fans, get ready to remix the golden years. Yep, the song, the hit song from 1975, right on your iPhone or your iPad. Not the first time David Bowie has kind of leapt into this sort of new media. He's done the same kind of before with CD-ROMs and this kind of stuff, but this is the first time he's entered, shall we say, the atmosphere. Haha. Now, this comes on the heels from 36 years ago when the original 7-inch vinyl single was released. Does it sound like promotion? Well, of course it does. It is promotion, but it is free and it is a good idea. Way to go, Bowie. That does it for this week's episode of Bagel Tech Media. Once again, head on over to BagelTechNews.com. Hit our show page over there. Get subscribed to the podcast. You can also find us in iTunes as well. Got a media tech story and you want it on this show? BagelTechMedia@gmail.com is the place. Or let us know what you think of the show and what else you want to hear on the show. You can follow us on Twitter as well. Twitter.com/BagelTechMedia. And you can find me on Twitter as well. Twitter.com/KyleSwagger. We shall see you next week.